This is Lisa Berry in Ann Arbor. Officially has a new city administrator in place now that contract details were worked out. It's a familiar name around Ann Arbor City Hall, Tom Crawford. He's been the acting city administrator for months and has served in that capacity two times before. And as he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU, I'm going to begin by asking, does it feel any different this time?
Is it different? There are a lot of things going on now. And so I would say each time I've had an opportunity to do the interim role, it has been different. I've learned something each time. This time has been quite different with all that's going on in our world. Yes.
By definition, the city administrator in Ann Arbor provides leadership, vision, and direction to city departments, city council policy, and works with city council. How do you, Tom Crawford, see your role moving forward?
This is a very engaged community and is very creative and really likes to tackle real problems. And so there are a lot of initiatives and thoughts in place. I'm going to plan to initially start out trying to bring a framework to some of that in order to have a discussion with council about how we can actually bundle these things together. And what I'd like to do from a city perspective, city staff perspective, is help bring alignment for the organization to really understand where we're going with this framework. If we can describe where we're going, I can work with staff to get some alignment in how we're going to get there. And I think that will help our organization some as we deal with the constant changes that we all experience in the world. Helping our staff deal with that is something that is one of the responsibilities that I have. So knowing where we're going and how we're going to get there is really something that I'm going to spend a fair bit of time on as we look forward.
Do you feel like you can have a direct impact on things like the Monday night meeting lasting, 7.5 hours into the wee hours of the morning, and concerns about lack of transparency as residents, many are probably asleep by then and important decisions are being made? Could you have an impact on something like that?
Well, my role with council, and that is really a business meeting that goes on in the public. My role with council is to help them achieve what they would like to achieve, and also help them work as well together as a group as they can. And so I will contribute and do as much as I can to help that come about. Each council has its own personality, and that's just the way group dynamics work. And so I'll be working both with this council and the next one, and helping them achieve as much as they are up for getting achieved.
As the former chief financial officer for the city of Ann Arbor, I'm assuming you're pretty well tuned to the budget. And has there been a total put on the millions of dollars the city has lost due to the pandemic, as in cancellations to in-person football games, the art fair, the summer festival? Has anyone put that number together?
Well, add it all up. I don't have that on the top of my head. I mean, as an organization, the city itself looks at challenges for its general fund, which has a lot of the services people generally recognize, like police, fire, parks, kinds of things. And we've certainly had a significant hit in the tune of $4 to $5 million, which is for us, and the size of our budget, a significant impact. $4 million to $6 million, that kind of range is the impact. So it's 4% to 5% of our $100 million budget. That's been one of the areas that we've been impacted, but we've also had impacts to our utility systems, so water and sewer, which are affected by the business activities from the hotels, the university. And we also have the state and federal fundings, which are, less certain or lower than they were expected to be. So these are all challenges that we're facing as an organization. When I look at the community and the business activity that's going on, while I haven't seen the numbers lately to know what they are, we certainly are having a significant impact to our community from our largest employer, the University of Michigan. As we all work through these changes and the impacts that we have on each other, we've been working in partnership with them and others in the community to try to minimize that impact or make the best of the situation that we have.
Has there been any conversation about the impact of that loss of millions of dollars in Ann Arbor, what impact that might have on city services moving forward?
We are dealing with the situation as best we can right now. And so what we focused on, just like many other entities, is our essential services. And we're still providing all of our essential services. Your water's still going to get delivered. The sewer's going to be taken care of. The police and fire are still responding. We've managed to get some of our parks opened in a safe way. And so we will continue and we'll always provide those essential services. The other services that we provide that we just haven't been able to open are ones that we've struggled with. But we will keep all of our essential services operating even during challenging times like this.
Are you anticipating any possible layoffs or cutbacks?
At this time, we're not anticipating any significant layoffs. The financial containment work that we've done is going to hold us right now unless things continue to get worse. We are watching how we get through the winter. The winter is an unknown event for us as far as what's going to happen with our economy and how much the effects of COVID will kind of go further into ramifications for us. And so right now we're kind of in a holding pattern and are stabilized. So we don't have any plans for layoffs in the immediate future.
Seems like there's several controversial issues still happening in Ann Arbor, from the library lot, where are we with that property, to a early morning pivot on the Gelman plume arrangement with City Council. Do you get involved in those? What kind of impact can you have on those situations?
Well, on the library lot, Council has passed a resolution to start to move forward on appointing a community of the commons. And is what is called our Council of the Commons, I believe is the term. And that group will start to get moving, and I will be involved with that group as it formulates. And so we are in the initiating phases of that, implementing that direction. As far as like the Gelman has a long history, and for those who haven't seen it, there's a lot of great information on the city's website, summary videos, summaries of what's out there. The recent council meeting, the council voted to not accept the consent and judgment. And so as the city moves forward towards the court's actions, the next step is to see, I think it's November 5th, how the court proceeds with the feedback from the city.
Now that you are officially Ann Arbor City Administrator Tom Crawford, what is most important to you? What's at the top of your agenda moving forward?
You know, right now, I spend a fair bit of my time making sure that we have a safe community, and that's both for our community members and city staff. And in an environment like this, where things are changing all the time, we're watching the pandemic and how it's spreading. That is, I'd say, foremost what's on my mind. I also spend a fair bit of time of looking forward and trying to figure out or plan for what might come. This is a very difficult environment to do substantial short-term and to some extent medium-term planning, but it is important to do that to mitigate the risk that we might have. Fundamentally, I feel like for me, I have a sense of hope. We will cross the barrier here, I think, fairly soon, is my sense of knowing more than we don't know. And right now, today, I feel like there's more that we don't know than we do know. And I think we'll cross over that. And when we do, I think there's a lot that we've learned from the pandemic. I've seen a lot of good, some good things come out of it. Despite all the bad things that have happened, some of that is reflected in the partnerships and the level that the community institutions have worked together. And so when I say hope, I have hope that that kind of coalitions can, in working together, solve other community problems. And I'm bearing that in mind as we start to move forward. I also am impressed by the flexibility that people have had as we go through this changing environment. Flexibility is, we all get in our routines and our organizations get in our missions and our lanes, but the flexibility that people have shown is encouraging to me as well. So while I remain concerned and disappointed about the difficulties of the present situation, and I would say we kind of have four crises going on at once, I think there are things that give it rise to optimism and hope as we start to work through them.
I saw a recent interview that you did, and somebody asked you about your leadership philosophy. Do you remember what you said?
I honestly don't.
You said, never let a crisis go to waste.
That is one of the philosophies that I have. I think Churchill is the one who said that first.
Okay.
But a lot of people do that, and this is one of the situations where it really comes to roost. I do have four or five tenets that I have for leadership, and that is one of them, yes.
New Ann Arbor official City Administrator Tom Crawford. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you.